Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You want to get rid of Jesus? Is that what you're trying to do? You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. Look, you got it all wrong if you think I'ma sing Jesus another sad love song. This is where I belong. I'm in his bosom, right where God wants me to be. Thank you for opening my eyes so I can clearly see. I see all the evil attacks from the enemy, but I'm pro-Christ, so the enemy ain't no friend for me. Destroy Jesus, you're right. You couldn't do it then. Now you in this day and age like you got a chance to win. Everybody screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan trying to do what he can, so we don't believe this. Receive this. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Christ. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right, the devil's already defeated, and Jesus won't be. He conquered death, got out that grave because of you and me. I love him too, I'ma live for him until the day that I die. The world is crazy, we'll understand it better by and by. They say if you wanna preach Jesus, then go to church. But Jesus says go into the world where most of my people are hurt. They say one final blow will destroy Jesus all the way. Just don't forget that Jesus' father might have something to say. I'm his brother saying something, got more brothers and sisters. Hope he have even more because of some of you listeners. Don't forget, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Just come to him as you are because he won't condemn. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right.
Yeah. This for the scientists that claim that they found Jesus' bones, and for the dudes that wanna keep claiming that they Jesus walking on the earth. First of all, it takes faith with this walk with our Savior. Okay? Not no concrete evidence. It takes faith.
Put a crack in the surface, and ain't nothing changed to still Jesus Christ's service. Stand eternal in the burning furnace, just yearning over work and bringing anxiety attacks. But I'm back, addressing all them false prophets. There is nothing in your falsehood but false good. Hard wood in the dirt, I'm still mourning. Night to dust, the dawn is coming. Never in my plans for running. Resurrected by Christ, what? Ins and out, the maze is simple. Satan is a liar picture. Moments in your folio, Jesus will sow. So the spirits fall up off me quick. Still on one accord, we rip. Till the mission is we get delivered that of holy power. Hour after hour spitting. Minute after minute, the kitchen serving everybody's spirit. The lyrics is crystal clear, you hear it. Bet it. Build a kingdom that is servitude. Seek Jesus, what we do eternally on record. don't get paid. They can stomp my grave, but I still be saved and I still be brave. Christ, I never go astray. End times got them soldiers on the way. Ain't no time to play. What these haters trying to say? Ain't gon' step to Reverend J. We believe in what we cannot see, and faith is all it takes. All them snakes around me, let me demonstrate my father's weight. Seven seals, earthquakes, feel it when the earth shakes. Foundations move from out its place. This ain't outer space, this is under grace by the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, better stay awake. In the spirit take time and cleanse your soul. Behold the glory of the one who made us whole. Hear it when we speak, then we add a beat. Take it to the street, make you feel the heat. Baby, sow and reap till it's sevenfold. Tell it like the story's told. I ain't getting young, I'm getting old. I roll with Christ the road.
Mike, check 1212, what's cracking? And how are you? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis. Yes, sir. We have been here. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Yeah, Jews equals Hebrews equals Israel equals disciples equals followers of Jesus the Christ. So yeah, this episode we will go even deeper, excuse me, into the identification of Jews, spiritual ID. What you know about that? Yeah, how do you identify yourself spiritually? Physical, that ain't, you know, that amounts to nothing. All is vanity. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, we're going to go even deeper. We will review Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29 like we did last time. You know, we got on this. So this is part 2 for he is a Jew or he is not a Jew. You know what I'm talking about? So we will get back on that. We will review and start off again in Romans chapter number 2, verses 28 and verse 29. And then after that, we're going to go ahead, take another, you know, go even further into this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We laid the foundation last week when God did it. And we're going to hook it up even more this episode. You know what I'm talking about? Delve a little deeper into it. You know what I mean? For sure with it. So So we will review Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, which defines this. These verses do define for us all what a Jew is and what a Jew is not. In Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, it don't matter what you think, what you thought, it matters what is written. All right? This is the word of God. We need to start taking God's word over everybody else's word, especially these days with all this confusion going on and all these people talking. And hey, God's word, still small voice, still here. Yeah, his word ain't never changed in all these years that the earth been here. You know what I'm talking about? Then you got life and death in the power of your tongue. So yeah, Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 defines for us all what a Jew is and what a Jew is not. We ain't studying about no stinking thinking. We're going to go by what God's word says over what we think and what we thought and what we know and all that other stuff and what they saying. All right? So Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29 defines for us all what a Jew is and what a Jew is not. We are not justified because of our bloodline. Black folk, yeah, we not justified just because, oh man, we Hebrew. Yeah, right. So, and that does not justify us with God. We are justified by faith in God. You got to put your faith in God through Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No humans come to know God as Father except through Jesus. That's the only way any human is going to know God as Father. You got to come through Jesus. You can't get rid of Jesus. That's the key. That's the main ingredient. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. All right? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast, meaning you can interact with us. Yeah, meaning we on this worldwide stage of this internet, worldwide web, right? We on this worldwide stage here, glorifying God. So we are a worldwide broadcast. We pray. We worship. We praise. You know what I'm talking about? We read these scriptures. We feed our faith. These scriptures, the word of God. We get our problems solved by doing what God says. Yeah, we get our problems solved over here by doing what God says. If you tune in over here, you do what God say, you get your problems solved too. Gotta put God first. Over here, this is faith and action on display. Faith and action on display. Show me your faith without your works. You can't do that. But I'll show you my faith by my works. Yeah, how many broadcasts we got on Blog Talk? Okay, when hip hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? How many books that God done wrote through, brother? How many songs you done wrote through? Okay. I'll show you my faith by my works. That's faith and action. You know what I'm talking about? Faith without works is D-E-A-D, dead. Yeah, faith without works is dead. And Jesus swallowed death up in victory. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity to come together, Father, to worship you in the spirit and in the truth, and to praise you, Father. Thank you for your word that allows us, that shows us why we should praise you, that shows us that we should praise you and worship you. Yeah, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your word. Lead us and guide us into all of the truth, Holy Spirit. Let us obey you. Let us keep our faith in you. Let us trust you. Let us love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength and all of our... all of us, Father. Let us love our neighbor as ourselves. Forgive us for our shortcomings and flaws, Father. Satan, the Lord, rebukes you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive your forgiveness. We receive your love. Have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, Father, and on this earth as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yeah, y'all. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Contact information. Contact information. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. Contact information. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. You can get at me that way. You know what I'm saying? WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. You can also sign up for free newsletters. You know what I'm talking about? And continue to, you know, listen to the broadcast for the free. All right. Also on YouTube for the video footage that comes out usually on Sundays. All right. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube for the video footage. It comes out on Sundays, man. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Also, Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. Joshua His Messenger Grant. His Messenger is one word. Yeah, His Messenger, spelled the same regular way, His Messenger. So Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook and on Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant. On Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Hip Hop and Jesus. Hip Hop and Jesus, 7 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, join in with us. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, get these scriptures. We have three chapters, and you know, three chapters. Get your faith fed during the week. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have to wait till Saturdays or Sundays. Yeah, we need to be in the Word of God every day. But we join in together over here on Hip Hop Meets the Christ on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study, man. Be on that Bible study. We also go live Saturdays like today. Live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? We do topics, random topics from the all-knowing one. He is the all-knowing one. So we get our topics from his word. You know what I'm talking about? So that's 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays we record live. And Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern we record live. Excuse me. All right? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Jews equal Hebrews equal Israel equal disciples equal followers of Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jews are Hebrews. Hebrews and Jews are Israel. Israel are disciples. Israel is disciples. That's the disciples. Disciples are followers of Jesus Christ. It ain't no getting rid of Jesus. Yeah, there's no God without Jesus, and God made it that way. Okay, humans, God made it that way. Hey, now we going on, let's worship and praise God. It's time for us to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We worship God every day. We praise God every day, and all things give thanks now. We never have any reason to be mad at God, even though a lot of us think we do, but you still ain't got no reason to be mad at God. We're not justified just because God can do everything and we know he can do everything and he don't do it how we think he should. We still can't get mad at him. He is God. We are not. He is the shepherd. We the sheep. Yeah, Jesus. So we follow him. The best thing to do is just do what he say. Hear what he's saying and do what he's saying. That's it. Hallelujah. So Father, help us to do it in Jesus' name. So let's worship God, man. Let's praise God. In the spirit and in the truth, man, we're going to play a few songs. Get your mind on him. Get your heart, you know, set up right toward him, praising him, thanking him. Yeah, showing your gratitude. Yeah, expressing your love to him through these songs or through these moments while we're playing these songs. We're about to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be back after this worship and praise. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
I'll never forget the evening that I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, sing for me, and I will lift you up. That evening, I wrote this song.
All I want is prayer. my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity.
to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everybody singing,
just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you. Hear my
just to be close to our Lord Jesus. Yeah, what Paul said, I counted all but dung. Everything I had before you, I counted all but dung so that I can get to know you. Everything that I had, I counted all loss but for you so I can get to know you, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we got to know God. Yeah, he got to know us. Woo, we're going to stay right there. Hallelujah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. That's how we worship. We worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Yep. Yeah, and in saving face. If he's going to be stupid enough to be around, we're going to praise God. You know what I'm talking about? But he can't tell you that. He'd be different. He'd be leaving. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, we worship and we praise God. Mm-hmm. And we make our music and live our lives unto God. Huh? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Jews equal Hebrews equal Israel equal disciples equal followers of Jesus. And you ain't getting rid of Jesus. And you're not Israel if you don't accept Jesus. You're not a Jew. If you don't accept Jesus, you're not a Hebrew. You're not Israel if you are not following Jesus the Christ. Well, I'm ready to preach, but I ain't ready. I'm ready to preach, but it ain't time yet. It is time. Somebody say it is time. It is time. Well, I'm telling you. All right, man, remember this. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in. We do have a call-in number that works only when we are recording live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Hip Hop and Jesus, Bible study, and we record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. It's topics from God the Almighty's Word. All right, remember this. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way. You can speak. If you push one, you speak. If you need prayer, you want to give your testimony, how good God been to you, hey, we ain't selfish over here. We ain't stingy with the microphone. We ain't stingy with the stage. We share. God loves you. Forgive us. All right? So, 563-999-3702. You can listen that way. You can speak by pressing 1 if you want to speak that way. You can also make an account and come to the chat room and chat live with us while we are recording live. All right? You have to Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and go through Blog Talk. Make your account. It don't take that much to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just make an account. Come on in there. Chat with us that way if you want to. Take us with you. Put your earbuds in. You know what I'm talking about? All you need is a Wi-Fi, internet, whatever. Take us with you. Multitask. You know what I'm talking about? Listen. Get this word of God in you. However you got to get it in there. You know what I'm talking about? Facebook, Joshua, His Messenger, Grant. Joshua, His Messenger, Grant. You can also find all the blog talks, all the radio broadcasts we've done. You can find it on Joshua, His Messenger, Grant page on Facebook. Joshua, His Messenger, Grant on Facebook. Also, Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. That's for the video footage. And YouTube, also for the video footage. YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we do the video footage on Sundays. All right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. You can catch us that way. It'll be after 12. Well, probably about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something like that, on YouTube by the time the broadcast be on there. But Instagram, we be on there at 12 o'clock on Sundays. Okay? At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. All right. Let's move it right along. Let's move right along. I ain't going to talk about this next segment because it's tied into the next segment, which is the Knock 'em Down segment. Y'all know. The Joshua Wall segment. You still don't know what I'm talking about? How about the God versus? God versus any issue of life, any problem, any concern that you may have. God versus any issue. God versus any problem. God versus any concern that we have as humans. Yeah, if we let God handle it, he'll bring us out victorious over any problem, circumstance, or situation. Yeah, this is the Knock 'em Down segment. Joshua's Wall. Oh, hold on, I got to find my theme music. While I'm looking for it, though, this is also, during this segment, we also give the thin skin, yeah, though easily offended folks. Ooh, why you say that? Ooh, wow, I can't believe you. Yeah, all them thin skin folks and them itching ear folks that just want the Q-tip preacher, this ain't the one you want right here. You need to go ahead and dip. Yeah, because we about to get this thing. We about to crank this thing up, shall we? So thin skin people, easily offended people, you want to live in this old fake world and not be able to take the truth, don't. You need to either repent or you can leave. Itching ears, you can either repent or leave. Thin skin, repent or leave. Yeah, repent or leave and go do something else with yourself. But as long as God give me the breath of my body and the mouth, I'm going to use it to glorify him, and he done made me a preacher. Somebody say he done made me. He done made him a preacher. Yes, sir. He done made me a preacher. Yeah, don't make me preach to you. You wouldn't like when I preach. Oh. Unless you're for Jesus. But I found my theme music. Hold on. This is the Knock 'em Down, Joshua's Wall segment. The God versus any issue, any problem, or concern of humans, he will bring us out victorious. But here go the theme music. Ah! Here we go.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin already
send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules, they screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too.
God versus the issues of life. This is when you call in with your issue, your problem, your concern. All right? Push one if you got one. Call in with it. 563-999-3702. You got an issue, you got a problem, you got a concern. Put it out here before God. All right? But, hey, this time, get what? I got one. I got an issue. Uh-oh. I got an issue today. Yeah, I got an issue. God versus the issue of us humans paying tithes and offerings. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, God versus the issues of us humans paying tithes and offerings. Now, look, somebody like me, I always been paying my tithes. I'm not one of the ones that tell you to do something and don't do it. I ain't no hypocrite. I'm a lead by example. That's how Jesus trained. See, I've been trained by Jesus. I don't boast in myself. I boast in my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I boast in God, my Father. I boast in heaven now. All right? So I'm going to boast in God. God over everything. God over everybody. Mm-hmm. God versus the issues of us humans paying tithes. Let me tell you another reason why I keep paying tithes. I'm going to tell you some reasons. You see what I'm saying? It's not just money. All right? Number one, it's not just money. But money is a part of it too, though. Money is a part of it, too. But tithes, and we're going to keep it right there on your money, tithes and offerings, because some people don't have money. You see what I'm saying? But your time, you got time, right? You can donate some time. People that need you, like some widows or seniors in the senior citizen home, some children. You see what I'm saying? All right. Now, but we ain't letting your money slide either now. We're going to talk about this. Tithes shows ownership. When you're giving your tithes and your offering, it shows ownership. Now, let me ask you something. Is it yours or is it God's? Is it yours or is it God's now? Huh? Think about it for you after that now. You know what? Because God is listening. Tithes, when you're giving your tithes, it shows ownership. Is it yours or is it God's? Let me help you out. Let me help you out. It's 100% God's, in case you didn't know. It's 100% God. Oh, he asked for 10%. He could have said, give me the whole check. Uh-oh. Yeah, he'd be fighting you, and y'all be fighting him back. See, y'all, your people don't be trusting God. This is God we talking about now. If God said, give me your whole check, who? How many would give it, and how many would fight against him? Now, don't volunteer and say, well, I'll give it, because God is listening right now. You see what I'm saying? He's listening. You better be honest. God know. He know your heart. If God said, give me the whole check, boy, I'm talking about, bro, how many of us, now they can't be God, hey, come on, man. But how many of us would obey him to trust him? They say, okay, here you go. I'll give you the whole thing. Because guess what? 100% of the increase or the money, let's just see right here, it's not just money, but let's talk about this. You know what I'm talking about? 100% of it is God. Let's go even deeper than that. Did you know it is he that gives you power to get wealth in the first place? Uh-oh. Yes, sir. How about that part? It's him that gives you power to get wealth. If you don't have the energy to get up out of the bed and go get your money, however you get your money or whatever it is to wake up, you ain't getting jacked. It is he that gives you the power to get wealth. I told you, paying tithes shows ownership. Is it yours or is it God's? 100% ownership. God owned the whole thing. Matter of fact, he owned the energy that you use every day to go out here and make the money or go to school or whatever. God the one giving you the energy. It is he that gives you the power. It's the, we've been spelling energy the wrong way. We've been listening to the devil spell energy the wrong way. E-N-E-R-G-Y. But now we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit spell energy. I-N-N-E-R, capital G. Yeah. Capital I-N-N-E-R, that's inner. Capital G. Oh, D. That's the true energy. It is he that gives you the power to get wealth in the first place. So how you sitting up here and scared or don't want to give God tithes or offering, talking about, man, they be abusing it. You don't supposed to pay it to them anyway. You supposed to give to God. That's what this is about. Yeah, the Bible is for you and God. You and your relationship with God. You can't say, well, God, I didn't know because he did that or she did that. God's going to say, what did I tell you to do? Giving tithes and offerings produces discipline. We are disciples. Ain't nobody making you pay tithes or offering. You know, this Bible is for all of us, and it's still relevant. I'm getting some scriptures in a minute. You know what I'm talking about? But giving tithes and offering, it produces discipline in you. God will trust you when you give to him faithfully and willingly. He ain't making you. He tell you what to do. And then when you get your check, is he going to do it or are you going to do it? Well, they take out theirs first, and then I got these bills, and that, what you're supposed to be putting God first, though, right? Come on. It's different when you put God. Why don't you try putting him first? Put them bills last. The Bible says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. See, you want him to supply all your needs, but you don't want to do what he say and give a little 10%. Giving tithes and offering produces discipline. God will trust you when you give to him faithfully and willingly. It shows gratitude also. When you're paying your tithes and offering, I ain't making this up. I didn't write this. Tithes and offering been around before my 40 years of being here. Uh-oh. Yeah, my birthday next week, I'm going to be 40 again. Yes, sir. But the Bible been around longer than me. Even though I'm staying 40 till I'm 50. Yeah, my birthday next week, but I'm still going to be 40. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. How he did that? Don't worry. I'm a son of God. That's how. I ain't no son of a, but I'm a son of God. See, we can do this. Yeah, we got the authority over all the power of the devil, and God renews our youth also. So when you're giving your tithes and you're giving your offering, number one, remember, it produces discipline because God ain't making you do nothing. He tell you what to do. It's on you. He wants you to give to him faithfully and willingly. He wants me to obey his word. Also, when you're tithing and you're giving your offering, it shows gratitude. It shows thankfulness to God. Man, woman, children, and teenagers, because some of y'all teenagers got jobs these days. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. What you thought? You going to use all that energy and get your check, even though they get theirs first. Come on. If they get theirs first, then you should give God his first. They the ones get it before you get it. Yeah, Uncle Sam, Big Brother, something. I don't know how he call what he call himself these days. But I'm just saying, they take tax first. But guess what? You supposed to give God. You take out time, even though they took from you first. You see what I'm saying? That's messed up. They should give you your whole joint. You know what I mean? At the end of the year, let us pay some taxes or something or whatever. They going to take your tax first. And then here you go. Give you the rest. Here you go. These shillings. You done spent all your energy. Remember, I-N-N-E-R, capital G. You done spent all your energy, 40 hours a week, doing something you hate doing. Uh-oh. Yeah, God's setting you free. I'm telling you, this is the Holy Spirit telling us how to get free, even in your money. Because some of y'all be with a tight fist. You got to be a cheerful giver. So it shows gratitude. It shows thankfulness to God. Thank you that you let me get through this week, that you let me see another paycheck. Okay, if you ain't got no check, thank you for letting me see another time or another day so I can go spend some time with somebody that's in need because I don't have no money right now. If you don't have nobody to go spend time with, at least spend time with God then. How about that? Go sit your behind down somewhere quietly and read your Bible for an hour. I was going to say 30 minutes, but no, we need more than that these days. Somebody say, we need more than that. You need more than 30 minutes, man. You see how crazy the world is in 2020? He ain't my uncle. No, my brother. That right. Got that right. That's what he called himself. You see what I'm saying? That's what he called it. He ain't got no identification. You know what I'm talking about? It all belongs to God. That right ain't nothing ours. For sure with it. Reading the comments in the chat room there. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so let's hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some scripture in it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I hear you, cuz. I knew that, but let me put some scripture in. Don't take my word. Let's start off just like this. We're going to do it like this. All right? It says give, and this is Jesus talking to you, talking to me, talking to whoever will. What Jesus say? Give. He ain't saying nothing different from what his father said. He's going to say the same thing, just like us with the Holy Spirit. It's going to say the same thing that this word is saying. It's going to say the same thing Father saying. Give, and it shall be given unto you. See what I'm saying? If you give, I'm going to give you something too. See what I'm saying? Give and it shall be given unto you. But if you don't give, okay, what you going to get? But if you give, give and it shall be given unto you. This my big brother. Yeah, this our big brother right here, Rep. Greater. Yeah, Jesus saying this. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. A good measure now. Gonna measure it up real good. Gonna press that down, right? So it can get more in there. He's gonna shake that together. Gonna get even more in there. And run it over. Run it over. Shall men give unto you? Yeah, men gonna give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet with, it shall be measured to you again. With the same measure you meet with. If you cheerful, they're gonna be cheerful when they give to you. If you grudgingly, they're gonna be grudging when they give to you. If you giving out of necessity, hey. They're going to need that money that they're giving to you, all right? So whatever measure you're using, don't worry about it. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 38. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 38, but I'm going to the next verse. You know what I'm talking about? Because you can't see me. You know what I mean? You can't see me. But, yeah, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together and running over. And it's amazing, and it's a shame at the same time that, you know, people want the benefits of God. They want the benefits of the kingdom of God, but they don't want to do what God tells them to do. But if he is your father, oh, you going to do what he say. If he is your God, you going to do what he say. I don't care if you got to die, do it. Trying to do it. You going to do what he say. Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how much he means to us. We love him like that. All right, the next verses I'm going to, let me read them for you. I'll call them out. You can write them down when I finish. Let me just read it, though. It says, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Israel, followers of Christ, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man, if any human of you bring an offering unto the Lord, if you bring an offering to the Lord, if you do it, now remember, it's your free will. That's what make the offering count. If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. Next verse says, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. One more time. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. Okay? At the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. You giving unto God. You ain't giving unto man. That's Leviticus chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Yeah, give unto God, not man. Man did not write this. This is the word of God, okay? Now, he wrote it through man. You see what I'm saying? And men wrote to testify to him. Men wrote under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So this is the word of God. This is not a regular old book. This is not some option. We got a choice, but you should choose life like God told you to do. Oh, I feel like preaching that. Yes, sir. We got a choice, but you should choose life like God told you to. Choose life. I put life and death in front of you. And then I say, choose life. Don't blame me because you're choosing death and getting the results of death. Where you think coronavirus came from and coming back with a vengeance? They ain't choosing Christ. They're not choosing life. They're choosing death. They rather put a death vaccine into you. And then want to blame you. Okay, let me say it right. They'd rather put a devil vaccine into you and then blame you. You know it's the devil. Because it's putting too much division in there. They want to blame you. Look, the people who got the vaccine is the ones catching the virus. Then they got the nerve to blame the ones who ain't got the vaccine. Talking about, that was the virus. I mean, take that devil lying and vaccine and stuff it. I'm going to trust God. Shout out, I'm still on Psalms 91. I've been on it since coronavirus, even before that, but especially since coronavirus kicked in 2020. Psalms 91. I ain't studying no noisome pestilence, no arrow that fly by day. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't studying it. Yeah, it is foolery. These are all these folk, man. Y'all pushing a vaccine. Y'all saying vaccine more than you're saying Jesus, but I ain't. Y'all saying coronavirus. Y'all saying Fauci and CDC more than you're saying Jesus, but I ain't. Yeah, somebody said, but I ain't. I ain't. I'm going to glorify God. I still remember why I'm here. We live by faith and not by sight. You can't talk about I believe in God, and you go put a vaccine in you. Every preacher should be telling folks the blood of Jesus. That's how cuckoo I done became now. And I'm going to do a broadcast about it in a few. Yeah. Yeah. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I don't need your vaccine. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I'm covered with angels. I'm protected by heaven. Coronavirus, stand back. Go get on somebody else. Yeah, go get on the wicked. That's what you came here for. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the punishment of the wicked. It ain't going to come near you because you are righteous. You chose to follow Jesus Christ. You chose to put your faith in God. Ain't nothing coming on you or your children. I feel like preaching doing the God versus the issues of life. I'm going to turn it to Psalm 91. Golly, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Yeah, he going to give his angels charge over you. Don't worry about that. You got the blood of Jesus covering you. You got the whole armor of God on, don't you? What he told you, ain't no weapon formed against you going to prosper. So even if the coronavirus was formed against you, it ain't going to prosper. He going to make sure it don't work on you. We still in the issues of life. I ain't even got into it yet. But I'm getting into it, though. Next verse. So that was Leviticus chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Next verse is, but you shall remember the Lord your God. Remember. See, that's what tithes, paying offering. He said acknowledge him in all of your ways. Humans told all of us to do that. So when we paying tithes, we remembering him. You acknowledging him even in your money, I'm telling you. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he. Remember the Lord your God. It is he that gives you power to get wealth. He in every breath you breathe. If he take that breath, you ain't getting up, cuz. Yeah, you're not getting up, not on this earth. You might wake up in hell. You best to go ahead and acknowledge God now. This ain't no joke, people. That's how quick your life can be over. It ain't nothing but a vapor. We sitting up here tripping. It ain't nothing but a vapor, cuz. You and on your best, at your best day, you still vapor. Nothing but some flesh, some dust, man. All is vanity, including our lives. That's why you better give it to Jesus. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth. That he trying to do something. He going to establish you. You trying to establish your own business, huh? He going to let him do it. But you shall remember the Lord your God. Don't forget him. And think you got to do it on your own. And think you the cause of your own breathing and getting up. It's the breath of life that he breathed into you. And ain't took it out of your breath yet. He ain't took it out of you yet, right? You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. He's going to do something. That's why you got to do things with him. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. So he swore, he did this, he promised this to your ancestors. So how you going to sit up and enjoy it without him? And he promised it to your ancestors, to your fathers that believed in him. That's Deuteronomy 8 and 18 right there. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. I got two more places. Then we're going to take a praise break, and we're going to come back and get into this topic, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. All right? We on this God versus the issues of humans paying tithes and offerings. You know what I'm talking about? Next scripture I got. I told you, this ain't my word. It's God's word. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe I hang on to every one of them, hang on to every word. And I ain't ashamed to share it with you or whoever else. Goodness, thank God for his Holy Spirit. Thank God. Not thank goodness. We're going to thank God. All right, next scripture says, every man, it still sounds like Leviticus right here, every man according as he purposes in his heart. Remember God, know your heart. He seen your heart. Soon as somebody say give, as soon as he say give, he see how your heart react then. So every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. God wants you to be real. If you don't want to give, don't give. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? You're being disobedient. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly. Like, I really don't want to give it. You know what I'm saying? Grudgingly. Like, no, you giving it, but you mad when you put that little $10, that $20 down. Uh-oh. Yeah, that little $100, $1,000. You mad when you put that $1 million there? Let's call it out. Let's call it. I put that $1 million. You grudgingly? Oh, that's $1 million. Man, you might well keep that then, cuz. You see what I'm saying? Or of necessity. I'm short on my rent. I'm short on my rent. Don't give this way. Do not give grudgingly. Do not give of necessity. Man, I need God to help me pay my rent because I'm about half short. So if I pay this, maybe God, he'll help me. Don't give out of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. That's the only kind. He'll accept that. When you're cheerful when you give. Not because you, let me give out of obligation. You might as well keep that. You ain't going to get blessed. Yeah, God got to, I'm talking about it got to be a heart change. You got to be cheerful when you give. God loves cheerful givers. Okay, that's what? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Look at the next verse, though. Let me read verse 8. God loves a cheerful giver. And look at this. And God is able to make all grace. That's why you got to remember God. But look at what God is able to do. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Do you see? I'm reading it again. You see that? God said, I bless you so much, you'll have, boy, you'll always have a girl, a woman, a man, you'll always have everything you need. Bro, look at this. Let me read it again. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. He going, he got you. Fill up your treasures, the spiritual one and the physical one. You know what I'm talking about? So that's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. The right way to give. God loves cheerful givers, and he's able to open up that window and pour out blessings into your life that you won't even have room to receive. So when God asking you to give, okay, he's trying to get you something better. All right, one more verse and then we move it on. Move it on. Okay, two more verses, but one more place. And these are more words from our big brother, Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, but rather seek you the kingdom of God. Yeah, go after the kingdom of God. Don't just be saying, God, you know, I thank God when you receive something. You got to acknowledge him in all of your ways. Then you have to go after him. But rather seek you the kingdom of God. See what God wants with your life. See why God purposely created you. What's your purpose? Seek you the kingdom of God, and all these things that the world tell you to go after, all these things shall be added unto you. And then look at the next verse. It says, fear not, little flock. Or listen to the next verse. Fear not, little flock. These are comforting words from your big brother, Jesus the Christ. That's why the government ain't our big brother. We got a true big brother. Yeah, because the government's big brother is the devil. But our big brother is Jesus. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what Jesus is saying to you. Yeah. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You can't get the kingdom in Walmart. You can't get the kingdom at the mall. Mm-hmm. But you can get the kingdom from God. Get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, that's Luke chapter 12, verse 31 and verse 32. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 and verse 32. Follow and obey Jesus. Is that right? Hallelujah. That is true liberty. Amen. Help me preach up in here. Yes, sir. Follow and obey Jesus. That gives you true liberty. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, when we come back from this praise break, we getting into it, man. It's part two. We on that. The Hebrew, okay, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. That is the question. Oh, there ain't no question, though. But yeah, he is a Jew. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Jews are Hebrews. Hebrews are Israel. Israel, they're God's people. Okay, now you think God's going to choose his people for his people not to follow him? So Israel is disciples. Yeah. Disciples are followers of Jesus the Christ. That's how it goes. So yeah, man, we'll be right back when hip hop meets the Christ. Yeah.
In this game, you can claim anything and they can't say nothing. So hard and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Can't nobody tell bruh nothing. But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on fire, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, long sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. Yeah. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Yeah. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul. He picked his life and did he even know? Yeah. Celebration, best win. Yeah. We got grace, we resting. Yeah. Made a groom, we stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Yeah. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. Yeah. On the mic, I might justify. Oh my, still unashamed. Yeah. Head down what we got so high they try, still unashamed. Woo. Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now won't die. Hey, click back, sit back, been a long way, just that, just that 116 round, you know what it is. Hey, click back, sit back, been a long way, just that 116 round.
Unashamed, why we still running, man? 100 long, unaffected, we still unaffected. I get it like underlay, underlay. No, no, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why they killin' sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out in Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics all keys to my knees and the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking, and I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie, still unashamed. On the mic, I might justify, oh my, still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Head down what we got so high they try, still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now I won't die. Hey, to click back, click back, been a long way, just that 116 round, you know what it is. Hey, to click back, click back. Be unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get degraded. It's really strange. Cause you'll be on the D-list if you wanna talk about Jesus. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do they sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Taste the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumor through the bed right now. And put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, count this communion. Cause I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our names. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't took paper and traded for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now guilty's the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
And if he's there, then I hope that he's pleased with me. This is not done easily, I cook Mike. But the rhyme books that I write change since the father's aim is to see Jesus Christ look alike.
Bust Glock, rock in your socks, spot hot on the block, stay ducking from the cops. Not moved by your Hummer 2, with raffle plumber you. Hope these bars trouble you, cause you're in trouble, dude. Sit too, as you flews on your late night peruse. Beastly, like a zoo, eating men like you. Peanut, see young buck, buck wild. Copy the ghetto style, though the ghetto foul. Please, man, your jag ain't digging when you're drunk, and you crash into a tree in a frenzy. Get high off weed and Remy, wanting more like Demi. Lead a club on your skinny, watch some chicks acting free. AIDS waits on your first blind date, cause it was a blind date, you walk in a blind face.
Come on.
Please, man, y'all listen. Living reality, y'all wishing. Death flirts, you're all kissing. All missing when judgment day comes, cause you can't stand in judgment, not believing in the sun. Please, man, I want him to be pleased when he comes. Not words, just faith in the sun.
Come on.
from the cops. Not moved by your hummer too, his rap will plumble you. Hope these bars trouble you, cause you're in trouble dude. Sit too, as you flews on your late night peruse. Beastly, like a zoo, eating men like you. Peanut, see young buck, buck wild. Copy the ghetto style, though the ghetto foul. Please man, your jag ain't digging when you're drunk and you crash into a tree in a frenzy. Get high off weed and Remy, wanting more like Demi. Lead a club on your cine, watch some chicks acting friendly. Age waits on your first blind date, cause it was a blind date, you walk in a blind face.
Come on.
Please man, y'all listen, living reality, y'all wishing. Death flirts, you're all kissing, all missing when judgment day comes. Cause you can't stand in judgment, not believing in the sun. Please man, I want him to be pleased when he comes. Not words, just faith in the sun.
Come on.
Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, it's already fired up. So, hey, we might as well go ahead and add some more to it. Add some more gasoline, some more wood, some more something, kerosene. Yeah, and more Jesus, 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 more Jesus. That right. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go ahead and fire it on up, man. Let's go. Romans chapter 2. Let's go. Let's get into the topic. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. This is part 2. You know what I'm talking about? Romans chapter 2, verse 28, 29. Yeah, it don't matter what they want to hear. It doesn't matter what you think, like the rocks tell them. Yeah, the real rock telling you now. It don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you want to hear. It don't matter what you believe. You need to believe the truth, because if you ain't believing the truth, you believe in the lies. And you're going to get destroyed, and God don't want to destroy you. But if you destroy or disobey, should I say, if you disobey, and one of the things God told us to do is believe in Jesus. So if you don't believe in Jesus, you're a disobedient. You will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to worry about no coronavirus, no Delta variant getting you. God's wrath, God's destruction going to get you. He got a bedsome of destruction, which is a broom. You can Google it. He said, I'm going to sweep it with the bedsome of destruction. Google it, you'll see. Right, a bedsome with that. That's a broom of destruction. I'll sweep you with a broom of destruction. Don't mess with God. Y'all tripping. Don't worry about a coronavirus. Man, please. The coronavirus was to get you to look at God. Look to Jesus, humans. But since you don't, okay, all right. Let's go. Let's get into it. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. This is, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Part 2. Jews equal Hebrews equal Israel equal disciples equal followers of Jesus the Christ. If you're not following Jesus Christ, you might as well stop trying to identify yourself as a Hebrew or an Israelite or whatever. Okay? Now, Romans chapter 2, verse number 28 says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Yeah, your outward don't matter. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Just because you black don't make you a Jew. Uh-oh. You get mad at me? I'm black too. Hey. Well, I mean, they call me black. But see, I'm clear, though. I'm clear on things. I know the truth. The truth done set me free. You know what I'm talking about? So, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly trying to identify yourself as an outward Jew. Because you got this on the outside, I'm a Jew. Because you not a Jew. That's what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. It ain't got nothing to do with your flesh. Circumcision either. For the foreskin of your flesh being cut back. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Yes, they did that, but it still symbolized something else. Now, next verse, Romans chapter 2. You got to go too far. Verse 29. It says, but he is a Jew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see where he is not. He is not a Jew because he's trying to identify himself outwardly. But it's outward stuff and this flesh now. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Uh-oh. Spiritually speaking, receive Jesus, disciples, followers of Jesus Christ. That's a true Jew. That's a Hebrew. That's an Israelite. That's a disciple. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? It didn't say be led by your pastor. It didn't say be led by your emotions and how you feel or what you thought or what they thought. It said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. God's Spirit connecting with yours, doing stuff in your life. Mm-hmm. No religion, no emotions up in here. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart. Now, last week we said, if a doctor did circumcision on your heart, you will be dead. That's why they don't do it. But God can do circumcision on your heart, and guess what? You will be born again when you let him do it. Oh, this is getting real good. Somebody said, this is getting real good. It's getting real good already. Yeah, you'll be born again of God. Let him do some circumcision on your heart. Because your heart done got hard. You can't hear his voice, right? He's still chipping away, though, because he's still hollering at you. And you still coming over here listening, right? Mm-hmm. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit. In the spirit and not in the letter, which is the law that Moses wrote. And the Torah and all that they be talking about. It's in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. I don't do my stuff to get props and praise from man, but I do what I do unto God to get my props and praise from God, the same God that I'm praising, gonna turn around and exalt me. Preach, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Preach, Holy Ghost. That's the first verse. Now go over one chapter. Yeah, one chapter. Romans chapter 1. Go to verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 and verse 17, Romans chapter 1. Verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we were just playing. Still unashamed. I'm going to bring that back. Don't worry. I'm going to bring that back for us today. We're still unashamed. It's 2021. We're still unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed. This is Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Number one, unto salvation. That's born again of God. His spirit connecting with your spirit and starting to lead you, right? You submitting to his will and you resisting the devil as well and making him flee. So the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm not ashamed of it. Because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. To who? To everyone that believes. One more time. To everyone that believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. To the black and the white. To the stranger and the close. To the called and the chosen. What? Yeah, God called or chose all of us. Matter of fact, God chose you. If you were born after Jesus went to the cross, he chose you. Matter of fact, if you were born before he went to the cross, he chose you. But God loved the world, chose the whole world, displayed his love. God loves you. That he sent Jesus to die for you so you and God can be straight. That's why Jesus sacrificed. So you and God can be straight and y'all can talk and y'all ain't got no barriers or nothing blocking y'all. Yeah, God want to be close to you, but your sin drive you away from him. That's why Jesus come and override your sin and say, come on, you ain't got no excuse. And somebody say, I ain't got no excuse. I ain't got no excuse, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ, this is why we ain't got no excuse, no excuse or excuse, for it is the power of God. The gospel of Christ got everything. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in there, that's all therein is, you see it? In the gospel of Christ is the righteousness of God, not the religion. Mm-hmm. God ain't giving you religion, but in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will get the righteousness of God. Matter of fact, you will become the righteousness of God when you receive what Jesus did for you. For in there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, not by the law, not by your works, not by religious, nothing. We live by faith and not by sight. Galatians chapter 3. We moving on. Galatians chapter 3. Moving on. Shout outs to you. Much love. Appreciate you being here. I feel like an old seasoned reverend up in here. Oh. Oh, seasoned reverend. Galatians chapter 3, go to verse 16. Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to skip around a little bit, but we encourage you to get into the whole word of God. Got to spend time with God. Yeah, your one-on-one time, you know what I'm talking about? You only tune in over here for a few, so I can't give you everything in these few that you give me. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 16 says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds, as plural, right, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. Now, you're trying to identify yourself as Abraham's seed, right? But Abraham believed Jesus. Abraham believed God. That's why you are not in the family of God if you don't believe him. You're not in the family of God if you're not doing what God says, man. You know what I'm talking about? We all God children. No, we ain't, shouty. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Now, anybody can come and receive him, whosoever will. He left it up to you, your choice. Put life and death in front of you and then told you to choose life. So you can't blame God because he's good. He didn't even tell you to choose death. He told you the right one. I'm talking about give you the test and then give you the answer. Boy, what kind of, you can't fail if the teacher give you the test and give you the answer. How you going to fail, huh? How you going to fail? Now, everything in this Bible, everybody, Moses, Abraham, everything, all the prophets lead you back to Jesus the Christ. You're not getting God without Jesus. You're not getting rid of Jesus. The devil already tried that and couldn't do it. He tried it with man to get rid of Jesus and couldn't do it. Put him on the cross, killed him, and Jesus still got up out that grave because God is greater than man. Hallelujah. Preach, Holy Ghost. Galatians 3, go to verse 22. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. But the scripture has concluded all under sin. All got to come the same way. Yeah. Religions will get you killed. Yeah, religions will get you stuck and get you killed. Religion will kill you. God ain't no religion. You don't think the devil is a religion? How you going to fight the devil who you don't think is a religion with a religion, though? How you going to fight him with a religion? He'll fight you back with a religion. Why you think they got 4,000 plus religions? How we got 4,000 plus different beliefs in God and only one belief in the devil? One belief. How we got 4,200 plus different beliefs or different religions, different beliefs in God, the one God, and everybody believing in just one devil? Come on, man. Come on, come on. Yeah, not anymore. We learning today. Yeah. Just like it's one devil. Who we seen to got that down back. Ain't no but the devil, Satan, blah, blah, blah. There's only one God. The way to get to him, through Jesus the Christ. That's it. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You only get the benefits when you do what God's saying. And he's saying believe. How he going to give you the benefits or the blessings if you don't even believe him? You got to believe that he is God, and you got to believe that he is a rewarder as well of those that diligently seek him. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 3. Go to verse 28. Matter of fact, go to verse 26. See what verse 26 says? Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all children of God by what? Faith in Christ Jesus. I could shut the whole broadcast down, but I ain't finna do it. That's it right there. Yeah. That clears up everything. Somebody said that cleared up the whole thing. I ain't got to listen no more. Go ahead. We can go on. Yeah. May God be with you. May God. That's what they used to sing when we finna get out of church. I used to get happy as a child when I hear them singing. May God be with you. Like, oh, it's time to go. May God be with you until we meet again. Then you come with a second verse. Like, hey, man. Hey, I'm about to hit you. Deacon, look, man. Quit. I'm sorry. I'm just saying my childhood. Hey, golly, cuz. Don't be throwing no second verse in here. We already been in here 8 hours, God, though. No, y'all don't know about church all day. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Ain't got to go back at night. Oh, we used to have to take our homework to church. Boy, what the heck? Yeah, Wednesday night Bible study, take your homework. I got homework. You going to church up in here. You going to do your homework, and you going to hear this word. Golly. Yes, sir, cuz. All right, oh, yeah, wake up. Oh, there ain't no going to sleep. My mama would pinch your skin off. You can go to sleep in church if you want to. I'm talking about turn your skin this way and turn it that way like she wringing out a rag or something. But with two fingers, though, cuz. Now you got some pinches that burn like, God, I felt it just now. And she already in heaven. Shoot. Lee, bro, I'm talking about pinching real good. She pinched my daddy one time. He said, ow. I said, and that's a big old dude. He's 6'5 and carrying on. Like, God, oh. All right, where we at? Back over here to the scriptures. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about circle that verse. Write it down. Remember it. Galatians 3:26. They're not all children of God, but you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That makes you a child of God. That's why Hebrews, Jews, Hebrews, Israel, disciples, equals followers of Christ. The next verse, go to verse, what I said, 28 and 29. So, look at this. Remember this verse, too. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Ain't no Jew, ain't no Greek. Yeah, y'all know where the Greek come from. That's England and, oh. Europe. Okay. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. Because don't get stuck on the Jew or Greek part. He went even further. He said there is neither bond nor free. There is no slaves or free. There is neither male nor female. Uh-oh. What you going to do now? There ain't even male or female. You can't even identify yourself that way. Not in the spirit. Because look at what it says. For you are all one. in Christ Jesus. You are all one in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, we are all one. That's why it's a distinction between goats and sheep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that goat over there trying to have all the, look, the goat got the all the little fluff, the fur on them like the sheep. Look at that goat trying to look like a sheep. That's how God be picking them out, bro. Mm-hmm. Go back to verse 19. Yes, sir. Wherefore then serves the law? The law, it was added because of transgressions. That right. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Let me go to verse 20. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. See, a mediator is the middle person. But God is one, so he the middleman for him and you. See how that work? God is one. He's the middleman. He's Jesus. Between you and God, Jesus is standing there, and guess who Jesus is? God. Mm-hmm. Verse 22, but the scripture has concluded all in the sin. All right, we got that one. Look at verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law. So y'all want to stay under the law because now you don't want to use your faith. Got it. That go for all religions. They want to be under the law because they don't want to use their faith. But before faith came, we were kept under the law. Shut up unto the faith, which should afterward be revealed. Look at the next verse, verse 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster or tutor to bring us unto Christ. The law told you, Abraham, Moses, the prophets, all bring you to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Verse 29, if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The word done shut it down. That's another verse to shut the broadcast down, to shut the whole argument up of people trying to identify themselves. I'm like, yeah, I'm Hebrew. What that mean? You get stuck right there? You got to live by faith. That's what this is about. Yeah, you got to live by faith. Yeah, we ain't under no letter, man. We under the Lord. The letter, that was just our schoolmaster preserving us till the teacher got here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before faith came, we were under the law. See, religion does not require you to use faith. But God does. Go to Romans chapter 3, man. Romans chapter 3. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ. It's on and popping, man. It's on and popping. Yeah, I tried to. I had to chop that up. It was a lot of good stuff in the verses, but I know, you know, I had to chop that up real good. I had to chop it up, man. Yeah. You know they don't give them no a lot of attention these days. But Romans chapter 3, starting at verse 9. Romans, I'm almost deaf. Romans 3, starting at verse 9. Let's read. It says, what then? Are we better than they? No, not better than nobody. No, in no wise. We better off, though. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Everybody. See, you're not no better than nobody. The Bible telling you. Calling you out, calling me out. That right. We ain't better than them. The Bible puts all of us under sin, right? If it wasn't for Jesus, we'd still be stuck on stupid too. But I'm trying to get them from being stuck now. Verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. In case you thought you was righteous. Look at the Bible. What the Bible saying? Mm-hmm. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. Now, check this out to help you out. The scriptures say it's him that's in you that making you want to do his will and that's doing his will. It's him that's in you that wills to do his will. No, you're not getting credit for nothing. No, I'm not getting credit for nothing. It's him that's in us that's causing us to want to do his will and that's performing his will for us. Great right there. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. Got us. they are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good. No, not what? So watch it when you call somebody good. Now, if it ain't God. Even Jesus said, ain't nobody good but God, cuz. Mm-hmm. Verse 13 says, their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. That's all that religion stuff right here. Mm-hmm. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Yeah, somebody said, we need Jesus. We need Jesus. Jesus, we need you. All right, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law. We're not under the law. That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Who? That all the world may become guilty before God. All the world is guilty before God. Whether you got a vaccination or whether you don't have a vaccination, you're guilty before God. Everybody in the world. God got a problem with you. Got a problem with me. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified. I don't care if you do all the commandments. It's more than 10. According to the scriptures, we're reading it right now, Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, doing the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, not in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law only points your sin out. It only keeps you right till Jesus comes and sets you free. The law tells you, it points out your sin and tells you you're going to die. You're going to die. Because you did this, you're going to die. That's what you want. You want that. That's what the law saying is. That's what the law saying to you. Because you did this, you're going to die. But the Lord comes and said, because you receive me and because I love you so much, if you receive me, you're going to live. Yes, sir. You're going to live. So you want the thing that's going to produce death or you want the thing that's going to produce life? I know what your mouth say, but what your actions say. No flesh is justified in his sight by the law. Okay? Because the law just gives you knowledge of sin. Verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. The law can't give you this. The law just point out your sin and tell you you're going to die for doing it. But the cross says, now the righteousness of God without the law. Look at that. I make you righteous without the law. Mm-hmm. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The law points you to Jesus. The prophet points you to Jesus. We were kept under the schoolmaster. The law was our schoolmaster until faith came. Now we live by faith. Now we are the righteousness of God. Verse 22, Romans chapter 3, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, what? Unto all, by faith of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God, which is by faith, the righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. If you don't believe, this is not for you. There is no difference if you believe it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Look, all have sinned, E-D, and come, C-O-M-E. Not Cain. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you ever think you too righteous, come back and read Romans 3. It'll tell you, you ain't nothing without God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then look at verse 24. All being justified freely by his grace. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, it's available to everybody, but only those who come and get it. Mm-hmm. Come and get it. It takes two to make a thing right. I don't know why that just came. Mm-hmm. Do-do-do. It takes two to make it out of sight. Oh, I'm sorry. Come and get it. Do they start off like that? It just came to me. I'm sorry. Let me get on back in here. I'm a music head, too, yeah. Golly, Romans chapter 3, verse 24, we just read that. Being justified freely. All of us are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You don't need religion for this. Go down to verse 28, Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Religion can't give you this. The law that God gave through Moses don't even give you this, because it was something that the law couldn't do, according to Romans chapter 8. It was something that the law couldn't do. Hold on. You got to take my word. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 says, so what the law could not do. Huh? You still want to be under the law? It's the law that can't do something. It's incomplete. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So number one, the law could not condemn your sin. God did that in the flesh through Jesus Christ. He condemned your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. Condemned your sin. The law can't do that. Religion can't do that. The next verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The law can't do that either. God fulfilled the righteousness of the law in each and every last one of us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, sir. We live by faith. Go to verse 28, Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We conclude that all humans are justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We in Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man, a human, is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. He's God of all. Verse 30 says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. It's still all by and through faith. Verse 31 says, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. The law is being established in you who have faith in Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? We got 13 minutes left. Let's go on. John chapter 8. We almost finished. We getting there. I'm getting ready to close, I think. I'm getting ready to close. Yeah. I'm getting ready to close. After these two chapters. Like, oh, and I thought we were finna go. You acting like, dude, you said, singing them two verses. Nigga, oh, you want to start another verse, cuz? You got two more chapters up in here, man. Yep. When you're spending time with God, bruh, and sister, you don't want to stop. I promise you, you don't want to get out of his presence, and you don't have to. You can take his presence with you everywhere and into every day. That's why you need to stay tuned in. Get this Jesus. John chapter 8. Because now we got to see these people. We're about to read over how these people were trying to justify themselves by being Abraham's seed. Yeah, we're finna get into it. They were talking to Jesus. We be Abraham's seed. We already learned the background. You can't justify yourself by this, but we finna look at the example, because people be like, give me a practical example. So John chapter 8, verse 31. It says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believe, and to those Jews which believed on him. Now, if you believe on Jesus, he's talking to you too. If you continue in my word, do what? Continue in Jesus' word. God's word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word became flesh. All right? In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and the word became flesh. Jesus is the word of God. If you continue in my word, continue to keep faith in Jesus now, then are you my disciples indeed. Continue to follow Jesus. Keep your faith in Jesus. Then, yes, you are Jesus' disciple. He's identifying you right here. Verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. The truth is going to liberate you. Right? Verse 33 says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed. Here they go. Carnal, this is the spiritual mind, Jesus, and this is the carnal head of these Jews. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed. We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How you saying you shall be made free? How you going to say we're going to be made free? Well, we Abraham's seed. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. That puts you in bondage right there. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If you are led by the Spirit of God, we sons of God, just like Jesus. you are the righteousness of God. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed. Yeah, I know you Hebrew by, you know, your color, your skin. I know you came from Abraham. I know everything about you. That was Jesus saying. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. If you're going to identify yourself as Abraham, Abraham believed everything God said. He believed everything God said. Jesus telling him, I know you came down through Abraham's bloodline, but verse 38, he said, but you want to kill me because my word has no place in you. That's verse 37. Verse 38, John chapter number 8. Verse 38 says, I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. Oh, get him, Jesus. He about to get him, y'all. Yeah, I like when Jesus be busting them up, bro. I'm telling you, he about to get them real good. I do what I have seen them with my Father, and you do. So hold on. Verse 38, let me read it again. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. I'm speaking what I've seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto him, yeah, that's how them folks be saying, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. Don't even spend no time with the Lord, though. They answered and said unto him, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're telling this to Jesus now. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Because Abraham believed everything God said. Matter of fact, that's what God called his friend right there, Abraham. I am a friend of God. That's where that song come from. Talking about Abraham. It's God's friend. Abraham. That's what God said about him. All right. So it says, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Because Abraham believed, Abraham would not reject Jesus. So they trying to identify themselves as Abraham's seed, but they still rejecting Jesus. They still rejecting God's love for the whole world. There's a lot of Hebrew Israelites call themselves, picking up this Bible and call themselves Hebrew Israelites, but they rejecting Jesus' love or rejecting God's love for the whole world. Now, we're going to preach this whole gospel up in here, though. This is the Holy Ghost. Yeah, this ain't somebody just pick up the Bible and start reading. This is the Holy Ghost. You got to hear and do. Gave my life to God first, then I start reading this. Mm-hmm. We in John chapter 8. Verse 40 says, but now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth. Look at this. When you're telling the truth, why, don't they be rejecting you these days? Haven't you become their enemy because you're telling them the truth? Right? Tell like Jesus. You want to kill me because I'm telling the truth, right? Look, verse 40, John chapter 8. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. I'm telling you what I heard from God. This did not Abraham. Abraham didn't do this. He didn't want to kill me. You know what I'm talking about? Abraham didn't act like y'all. Y'all trying to identify yourself as Abraham. All right? Verse 41 says, you do the deeds of your father. Yeah, you do. He getting. He about to get him. He warming up some more. You do the deeds of your father. You acting just like your father. They said, then said they to him, we be not born. We not born of fornication. We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. I just put yeah right by that verse. That's what I wrote in my Bible. Yeah, right. Y'all talking to Jesus Christ and talking about God, who is Jesus' father. Y'all talking about that's y'all father. Get the feezy out of here. Y'all talking to Jesus, right? Verse 42 says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. If God was your father, you would love Jesus. Yeah, this good. If God was your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Then he answered it, even because you cannot hear my word. That's why you don't understand this truth, because your heart is so hard, you can't even hear God's word no more or anymore. Verse 44, John chapter 8, you are of your father the devil. Get him, Jesus. Told you. We went ahead and got him. If you're under any kind of religion, if you're rejecting Jesus, you under your father the devil. If you ain't submitted your life to God yet, you are of your father the devil, cuz. That's it. Period, point blank. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Yeah, you always operating out of your flesh. That's Satan. Satan, that's sinful. sinful nature right there. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not or stayed not in the truth because there is no truth in him. So he ain't even stay in the truth when he was Lucifer. He didn't stay in the truth. There ain't no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. So he the one that gave you all these religions. He the one that gave you all these philosophies through men, all this science that rejects God, all these opinions, all these own understanding, etc. That's where that comes from. He is a liar of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. You believe Satan. But because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me, huh? Why? Because their deeds were evil. They not repenting. Coronavirus here. They not repenting. They'd rather go get a vaccine. Because their deeds are evil. They not repenting, man. They don't want to hear the truth. They should have been running to the truth like they did for September 11 when the planes hit the building. God bless America. Now something worse on the earth and emails ain't studying God. But so for whosoever will. Verse 46. Which of you convinced me of sin? Yeah, who could call out Jesus' sin? Who could point out what Jesus did wrong? Nobody. So which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God, he that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not because you are not of God. If they can't accept this truth, they're not of God. Then answered the Jews. Uh-oh, here they go again. They answered him again. Then answered the Jews, in verse 48, John chapter 8, they said unto him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan and has a devil? Didn't we say you are a Samaritan and got a devil? They talking about Jesus. They talking about Jesus. Ain't that something? Verse 49, Jesus answered. See, Jesus wasn't quiet right here. Do y'all see he is going back and forth with them? Y'all see this, right? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and you do dishonor me. He ain't acting like no Christian, because Christians be shut up. They let the devil say whatever to them and scared to swing on them. But Jesus is not. Neither are the sons of God, the followers of Christ. We're not afraid of Satan. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and you do dishonor me. Yeah. You got to bring God to the situation. They acting like Satan. Okay, let this Jesus come and get at him. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. If you do what Jesus says, you will never see death. Hey, we got 2 minutes left. I'm almost finished. I'm going to beat this clock. Yeah, let's go. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Hold on, where am I at? Go back to verse 49, John chapter 8. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. How you dissing Jesus? You dissing Jesus. Talking about you love God, though. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Follow Jesus. Obey God. You ain't going to never see death because Jesus is the resurrection. So that's what you're going to see. Death don't think it killed you, but Jesus swallowed death up. So you're going to see the resurrection because when you die, the resurrection. And some of us just going to be transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Then the Jews said unto him, we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets. And you say, if a man keep your saying, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom you make yourself out to be, right? Who you supposed to be? Who makes you yourself? Who you supposed to be? He is Jesus. He is I am. You know what I'm talking about? So they up there bragging on something dead. That's just like these days. Y'all black folk be bragging on them dead presidents, right? That dead. I need them dead presidents. You got 60 seconds. Can he beat it? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. God is honoring Jesus. And you dissing Jesus? Who are you supposed to be? Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like you. But I know him and keep his saying. So if I say I don't know him, then I'll be a liar like unto you. But I know him and I keep his saying. I know God. I do what he say. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said unto him, unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Go back before Abraham. You about to cut off, so I appreciate everybody tuning in. But yeah, go back before Abraham. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself. He made himself invisible. Look at that. It's two verses like this. He right there in front of them. They pick up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out in the temple, going through the middle of them, and so passed by. He passed by. He was invisible. The closest thing I got to that is in modern day time is that Remember the Time video when Michael Jackson was running. He ran this way, and the enemy was right there. He ran that way, and the enemy was right there. Then he turned around in the middle and disappeared on him. Well, hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We done, son. Peace.
Biggie may be cold. Your picture pitch black, you can peer into my soul. Angels ready crying, ain't no penance for my roles. I don't wanna face a sentence, but it's clear I'm getting cold.
I try hard
every time I think I'm on the way up.
Yeah.
All the wicked stuff I'm plotting make me stay up.
Yeah.
It's like I ain't in control of my soul. Doing good is hard labor, but evil's like a layup. Mama ain't raised me wrong. Partner, I ain't popping pistols till your brain is blown. Still I know my list of sin is getting way too long.
Yeah.
If only God can judge me, what lawyer gon' take me on? Take me on.
I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understand. Hope he do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, a day's a hundred grand, hundred grand.
How I know he made me a black man with all black clothes, black coffee, blacking that on all my flow. But why is black a problem here for all my bros? And why they tryna put a tag on all our toes? Black fist on a pig sticking at my fro. He made me black and put his image on my soul. They thought our fight was finished in 1964. New specific, same heart, same issues unfold.
I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understand. Hope he do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, a day's a hundred grand, hundred grand.
Every single moment, we got demons weighing heavy. Heaven, I've been weighing on. Only time we ain't divided is when we grown. But he died, the recruit is made opponent. Tell him that I'm on the way, bro, change the song. And I'ma get there any day, bro, wait up for me. Don't know what to say, but I don't wanna be vague. Don't wanna get what I deserve, I want my dirt in the grave. Hope is hard to hold when you're facing doom. Hard to swallow when your stomach's like a vacant room. Hungry for the place of peace, please take me soon. Till then, I'll be praising in the waiting room.
Ah.
In this game, you can claim anything and they can't say nothing. So hard and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Can't nobody tell, bruh, nothing. But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on fire, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, I'm sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm sold. He bought my soul. He picked his life, and did he even know? Celebration's best win. We got grace, we rest in. Made a groom, he stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. On the mic, I might disappear. Oh my, still unashamed. Head down, what we got so high, they try. Still unashamed. Know what we got here, glad that we got here. Now won't die.
Unashamed, why we still running, man? Hundred long, unaffected, we still undefeated. I get it like underlay, underlay. No, no, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why they kill us sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out in Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics all keys to my knees and the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking, and I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie, still unashamed. On the mic, I might disappear, oh my, still unashamed. Head down, what we got so high, they try, still unashamed. Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now won't die. Ain't a click back, click back, been a long way. Just that 116 rail, you know what it is. Ain't a click back, click back. Unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get the greatest. It's really strange. But you'll be on the D list if you wanna talk about Jesus. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do they sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Taste the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumble through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, countless communion. Guess I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our name. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't took paper and traded for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now give these the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous.
Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know
that's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me, my king will fight. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Since death died, wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point. Next slide. Yeah. Repping this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny.